Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. Kelly Call, just a bit outside, serving the 1982 Brewers, one of the two filmmakers on this deal. Kelly, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Sparky, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Sorry you got to listen to me yell and scream about a CBS story about the Bucks.
Nothing wrong with it. Bucks, Packers, I'm here for all of it. It's great.
All right, good. So let's talk about the movie and how things are going. It obviously came out at the end of last week in Marcus Theaters. How are we doing so far?
We're doing phenomenally well. We were the number four movie in the country based on box office per screen, they call it.
Okay.
Which for like a little independent feature, which ours is, with no media spend, is tremendous. And if you go on Rotten Tomatoes, where people like to go and rate films, we actually had the number one movie in the country based on audience reaction. We had, you know, every single person had rated it 5 stars, which is, you know, go Brewers fans, go people of Milwaukee and Wisconsin.
Dude, that is awesome. That is such a great story. Okay, so now let's talk about how long this is actually going to be in theaters for, Kelly, here in the Wisconsin area.
Well, we took it, you know, we kind of take it week by week with Marcus Theaters, but based on the tremendous reaction last weekend, they've extended us through this weekend. Every theater that had it last weekend, you can see it again this weekend.
Is it only available on the weekends, or is it available during the week too?
No, it's available during the week. Okay. If you still have time tonight, it's, you know, it's discount Tuesday at Marcus Theaters. You can go get this in a tub of popcorn for $10, which is
beautiful.
A good deal.
Yeah.
We're actually going behind enemy lines this coming weekend. We're going down to Gurnee, Illinois, to see if we can get some Brewers fans down there.
Oh, that's nice. Do you need to get on The Score in Chicago to talk about it? I'm sure that would be fun.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's our sister station. Let me know.
All right.
I can reach out, see if I can get you on The Score down in Chicago.
That'd be great.
All right, so let's – I guess my thing is, what were expectations when you all were making this versus kind of the reaction that you've gotten so far?
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest test was, you know, Wednesday night we showed it to the team. And that's what probably made us most nervous. Only one of them, Gorm and Thomas, had seen it previously. So we were very nervous about showing it to the team. We were confident we had a good movie, but we, you know, first and foremost, we wanted to kind of repay the trust that these guys showed us. And, you know, every single guy we had there, from, you know, Molly to Cecil to Vuk, they all, you know, they all came up and, you know, hugs and handshakes afterwards. Versus a punch in the face, which you know was really gratifying, and you know the audience applauded and cheered. It's a very cool. What we're finding, people like pregame before they go see it, they come out wearing jerseys, they're clapping, you know, in the movie for like somebody hits a home run in one of the playoff games, and the people start clapping. It's like going to a game. It's crazy.
So it was funny. I had Gorman Thomas on last week to promote the film coming out and so forth. And I've known Gorman for a long time. And Gorman, you know, he gets to rambling and telling stories and so forth. And he's like, Sparky, this could have been 3 hours. Like, there's so much that kind of could have been added onto this. How hard was that process trying to figure out what you were putting in and what you were keeping out?
You know, that was the toughest thing. It was, you know, there were guys on the team, important guys. There's your, you know, Don Moneys and Bob McClure. There were some guys we just, you know, we didn't get to because it reached a point where, if you keep adding people, you start subtracting from the guys you talk to, and that was difficult. And then there's, you know, at one point we talked early on about this could have potentially been a mini series, but now we're actually thinking about at some point maybe a DVD release with, you know, added features, bonus material, and we sure as heck have a lot of it.
So from a streaming perspective, this probably is not going to find a streaming platform.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think the prospects are actually pretty good for that. We have to kind of play it, as we would say, window by window. Our first window right now is, the partnership with Marcus Theaters. But we'll be hustling because we've heard now from a lot of people outside Wisconsin saying, "How can I see this?" And you know, we want them to be able to see it too. So we'll get something done for them.
That's awesome. Kelly Call, just a bit outside. Story of the 1982 Brewers. Again, it's going to be open at least through this weekend. If y'all show up and bang that box office real good, maybe they'll keep it open for another week. So the more people that go out and see it, the better chance you have of having open for another week for everybody that couldn't get to see it. But I'm telling y'all, this is not going to be here forever. We're only guaranteed this weekend. So go buy those tickets, get to Marcus Theater and see it. Otherwise, you're going to regret not seeing it in a movie theater. A DVD is cool, but it's not the same thing as being in a movie theater, like you said, with a bunch of people clapping and really getting into it.
It's something else. I mean, I've seen it 50 times on my laptop, but seeing it, you know, at the on the big screen in Marcus and their kind of premium screen with premium sound was really an experience and very, very different from watching it at home.
Kelly Call, just a bit outside. Story of the 1982 Brewers. You can follow the movie online on Twitter, I should say, at J-A-B-O The Movie. At J-A-B-O The Movie. I figured you didn't want your Twitter handle necessarily put out there, so I just went with the movie one. Kelly, thank you so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Sparky, appreciate all the help and the support along the way.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Kelly Call. Just a bit outside. Story of the 1982 Brewers. Again, guaranteed through the weekend at Marcus Theaters. Tonight, it's discount night. Like he said, you're going to get a ticket, bucket of popcorn for $10. Go enjoy the movie. Go see it.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.